You're listening to SBS News.
On a cold winter's night in Moscow, riot police forcefully respond to supporters of Alexei Navalny. Hundreds of people were arrested, demonstrating against a verdict that surprised few. In court, the 44-year-old anti-corruption campaigner stood accused of breaching bail conditions for what he says was a politically motivated embezzlement charge in 2014. His defence? He was in a Berlin hospital, recovering from a near-lethal nerve agent attack he's blamed on the Kremlin. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed those accusations.
Никакой информации, которая реально показывала бы.
We have not received information that really shows the justification of the accusations against the Russian authorities. If you accuse someone, you should prove their guilt. If you say, we are not going to tell you anything because it's classified, or the patient himself does not give his permission, then we have all the reason to consider Navalny's poisoning as being staged.
In court, Mr. Navalny mocked President Vladimir Putin as Vladimir the underwear poisoner and said you can't lock up the whole country. His suspended sentence is now real prison time, 2.5 years in a labour camp. Mr. Navalny's lawyer, Olga Mikhailova, says they will appeal.
We are going to appeal the ruling, and we are going to advise the committee of ministers at the European Council, which handles and monitors the execution of verdicts by the European Court of Human Rights, that Russia did not execute the European Court's ruling.
The verdict has drawn a chorus of condemnation from Western leaders. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is deeply concerned, reaffirming Australia's position urging Russia to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation into Alexei Navalny's poisoning and called for Mr. Navalny's immediate and unconditional release. The Russian embassy in Canberra responded to Ms. Payne's comments by criticising Australia's treatment of asylum seekers offshore. Britain's Boris Johnson called it pure cowardice. United States White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterated its concerns over the ruling.
Mr. Navalny is entitled to the rights provided in the Russian Constitution, and Russia has international obligations to respect equality before the law and the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately, unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says a review of relations with Russia is taking place.
We are going to look very carefully at the deteriorating human rights situation in Russia, what has happened with Mr. Navalny specifically, what has happened with the mass detentions of those who have bravely taken to the streets in the aftermath of Mr. Navalny's arrest. And of course, all of that we will account for in determining an appropriate policy course. There is a holistic review of our relationship with Russia that takes into account the full range of Russia's malign activity. We're not going to countenance the sorts of things that we've seen from the Russians in recent years, and that's exactly what this review is intended to do, to review those and to help inform an appropriate policy response.
Ally and former colleague of Mr. Navalny, Leonid Volkov, says international sanctions against Vladimir Putin are warranted.
What's really painful for him, that would be sanctions against his oligarchs, against those who actually are nominal holders of his assets.
An analyst from Al Jazeera, Richard Weitz, says the Kremlin's strategy is to target prominent critics while letting opposition outrage play out with some protests.
Their thinking probably is they can basically weaken the opposition enough so that while it means widespread, it doesn't represent a systemic threat to the regime.
So far, though, there have been no further international threats of sanctions. Russian officials accused foreign diplomats observing the court hearing of meddling in Russia's internal affairs. Before leaving the defendant cage in court, Mr. Navalny gestured a heart symbol to his wife, Yulia. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.